You're talking this morning to the Fetzer CEO, Bob Boister of the Fetzer Institute. Let's talk about the Fetzer Institute. What is its mission in the world?
Well, good morning, Bruce. And first off, thanks for having me on. Our mission statement is helping build the spiritual foundation for a loving world. And as you could guess from that mission statement, we feel like the world needs a spiritual foundation if we're going to build a world where everybody can flourish.
How do you go about doing that? I mean, spirituality, I guess, is sometimes very individual, personal. What things do you do to bring that about?
I guess the first thing I'd say there is that we believe we're at this really unprecedented time in human history where we are all aware of the fact that we are living as a single human family across all our dimensions of difference. And that's really literally true for many of us in our local communities. And so a big challenge is how can we find deep spiritual common ground across our different faith traditions or our different personal spiritualities? And so one of the big things we're working on is bringing together the leaders from across faith traditions and streams of spirituality to find our shared sacred story, not to ask anybody to walk away from their own more particular faith, but to say, can't we find the deep place where we all meet in terms of our commitment to love each other? Simple as that, hard as that. We're working on that in various ways. As I say, we're literally bringing leaders together from across traditions, but we're also trying to find ways to bring this perspective into the very real challenge of renewing our democracy.
You talk about bringing the leaders together, though. Should we start maybe at a grassroots level, individuals, because it's the masses of the people that maybe make the movements happen?
Well, I think it's both. I think you're exactly right. We have to have a bottom-up, but I think also a top-down approach. I think leadership still matters. But around the theme of leadership, I'd say in this movement that we'd like to see for broad-based spiritual renewal, I think each one of us can be a leader. Each one of us gets up every morning, goes out into the world, goes to our family, and you know, how do we show up? Do we show up in a loving way that tries to create the best for all of us? And so, absolutely right. And we are, for example, in our democracy work, supporting initiatives that are bringing small groups of people together at the local level across various sorts of difference to say, how can we find that solidarity to build a community where we all flourish?
You're talking this morning to the Fetzer CEO, Bob Boister of the Fetzer Institute. What are some of the issues you think that we have to address first? Which ones are sort of hot button ones, or do we start sort of slowly to build into ones that really might take a difficulty to bring together?
Well, I'll just say one place that we all might want to start is just in our engagement in social media. That's part of most of our lives these days. And it has the potential to bring us together. But I think the reality is that more often than not, it's pulling us apart. In part, that's the very intention of the people that are designing these things, because they've discovered that if they feed our sense of threat and fear and anger, we keep clicking longer, and so they make more money on their ads. But you know, be that as it may, each one of us has the choice of whether to engage or not, and if we do engage in social media, to show up in a different way, to be conscious of the risk that we will get sucked into a tribal bubble that just reinforces all of our beliefs and biases. Or we can make a concerted effort to reach out, find a broader community online or a broader community in person. I think that maybe the substantive issues are secondary, and that the first challenge is just to build relationships with people that are different from us, recognizing that we've had our own life experiences brought us to a certain set of views, but it's only our life experience. And aren't we curious? Don't we want to understand what's been the life journey that's brought our fellow Americans, some of them, to very different places? And so it begins, I think, with this real heart level desire just to be in relationship and to understand. I think once we do that, we find a shared humanity that then makes it easier for us to find common ground on the tough issues that are at the heart of our common life.
When people sometimes hear the word spirituality, they kind of also link that directly right to religion, which sometimes in itself have a divisiveness just because of the different religions that are out there and the things that have been taught through the different religious cultures. How do you sort of separate spirituality from religion and be able to move forward with that? Is it possible?
They are closely linked. And I'd say, just to be clear, when I'm talking about spirituality, I'm talking about that dimension of our life where we go deep inside and engage the real core questions. Why are we here? Is there meaning to this? What's the purpose of my life? I think every religion has its own spiritual core. It's one way I think of it is our religious traditions have all started with somebody's direct transformative experience of the sacred mystery of the divine. And in every tradition, that's been a very life-affirming experience, because I think the essence of that experience is realizing that the divine presence, however we think about it, holds us in love and calls us to love. And I think that's the living flame at the heart of all of our traditions. And of course, as that experience gets explained in words and handed off over generations, there's the risk that it ossifies into dogma and dogmatism. And that's when I think religion becomes a divisive force. And so the challenge for all of us who walk a spiritual path, as I do, within one of the great traditions, is to try to go back to that life-giving direct experience with God in my Christian tradition, however you think about it, and bring the love that we find in that direct experience of God into everyday life. And certainly true, religion shows up as part of the problem often. But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. That deep sense of sacred connection that we find in our religious traditions is something we, I think, desperately need.
Let's get back to some of the things that you're working on right now. How is the approaching leaders and bringing people on board? And where can people find out more information, I guess, on the progress of what you've been up to?
Well, thanks for that last question, and I'll just answer that. Fetzer.org is the place to go. You can read all about the different aspects of our work, and you can connect with us on social media and stay in touch with our work. And we'd love people to do that. Different aspects of our work. I mentioned our democracy work. We're also working in education. We feel like the education pendulum has swung maybe too far in terms of standardized tests and education just to get us ready to get a job. But don't we need to worry about the spiritual development of our children and find ways to infuse that into higher education. So that's been a running stream of our work. Also, spirituality and healthcare. There's lots of research that shows that if you address only the physical dimension of illness, people do much less well than if you also engage with them at a deeper spiritual level. So that's been another stream of our work.
Fetzer CEO Bob Boyster joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Well, thanks so much. Appreciate the opportunity.